How are you? Happy, 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 happy Friday. There is no limit to the number of happies you can put on your Friday. It should be a happy, super fun day. Get out there, enjoy yourself, blow off the work week, get in the weekend, have a good time, enjoy summertime, make it a blast. Get in an inner tube and float down a mountain creek here in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, watching kids do that right in front of me right now as I record a podcast of all things. So, are you thinking big enough? Or are you thinking tiny? Are you caught up in the minutia? Time to get out of the minutia and think big, think broad, think huge, if you will. Talk about that today. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. The positive boost you need every single day. I just believe one thing. If you stand up and take a step and repeat, and you keep on going and keep on being flexible and not give up and just keep saying, I'm going to get what I want, you keep working at it, you're going to find your way. As long as you choose to keep moving and not stop. Why would you stop anyway? Why would you do that? Never made any sense to me, unless you just change your mind. I mean, if you decide you really, truly want something, why would you ever stop before you got it? You would simply, come here a second. Let me give you a little insight about getting what you want in life. You ready for this? I learned this a very, very long time ago, and it was huge for me because I had to really, really recognize that I had a problem. Because I'd really want something. I have this dream. I'd make it up. I'm going to go for it. But then I find I wouldn't push myself all the way through. And one day I realized there was somebody else who wanted it more than me. And they would get it, and I wouldn't. And so I realized one day that I have to ask myself, how bad do I want it? So whatever dream you have, whatever you want to go after, whatever you want to create, you can do it. You can take all the action. You can get there. There's no reason why you can't get exactly what you want. It just comes down to how bad do you want it? And when you want it really badly, you'll do anything to get it. You'll stick in the game long enough and make any adjustment and be as flexible as you must be to make it happen. But how bad do you want it? Tell me I'm not on that one, huh? Right on. How you doing? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. And yes, we're meandering, sojourning through the summertime here today in the Smoky Mountain National Park. And yeah, the kids are right out there in the creek. They're tubing down the creek. And this, no, I'm not going to do that. Water's really cold. But this podcast will be completed today and will be uploaded today thanks to the folks at MobileMustHave.com. And it was cool. I was coming down the highway through the mountains the other day and I had both of my cell signals on combined together doing this really cool stuff. And I never lost anything. Everybody losing cell signal. Like I have this big old antenna on top of my RV and I was solid. If you could use something like that, and even if you live on a farm, maybe in rural environments, check them out. MobileMustHave.com and they'll set you up. Friday, 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 Friday. It's Friday. Now you may not listen to this show on a Friday, so you can use this advice any single day you want to do it. Doesn't matter. It works 7 days a week, works all the time. But if you're listening to it on the day the show comes out on Friday, by the way, we do release at 9 p.m. the day before, and we do that to make sure that you can maybe, if you want to, get the show downloaded before you go to bed. It'll be there for you when you wake up in the morning. A little confusing sometimes because it's 3 hours early, but nonetheless, works out pretty well. But on Friday, always asking the question, how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel? Or you could personalize it to yourself. How do I want to feel? It's so important in this day and age when it's so busy, there's so much drama, there's so much stuff going on. You have a choice. I mean, the world is made up of folks and businesses and politicians and governments and TV channels and radio stations and YouTube channels to shove an agenda down your throat. That's it. So if you just tune in to the world around you, somebody else is going to be shoving their agenda into your ears, and it may not be good. It may not make you feel well. It may make you feel upset. So first off, limit that stuff if you can. But secondly, you make the decision, no matter what anybody says to you, how you want to feel. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It just doesn't matter. They can't hurt your feelings unless you want them to. They can't lead you astray unless you want them to. They can't. They can't take you off your goals and your dreams and your ambitions unless you allow them to. So when you ask the question, how do I want to feel, and decide, I'm upbeat, I'm positive, I'm optimistic, I'm growth-oriented, I want to succeed, I want this world to be a better place, I want my family to have a better place, I'm going to make that happen every single day. Doesn't matter what anybody says to you. You're off in your own little world. You're an island. So ask the question, how do I want to feel? And take control of everything that's going on around you. So it's time to focus bigger, I think, huh? See, the older I get, the more I fiddle with small things, huh? And it drives me crazy. But it keeps me busy, it does. I got to stop doing that. But I do it with the full knowledge that it's not the best use of my time. Do you do the same thing? Are the things you know you should be doing, you must be doing, and yet you're not, you're doing something else? It's way below your pay grade, isn't it? But it's fun. It's distracting from the big stuff you should be doing. I do the same thing. We've done stuff our entire life, all of us, that are comfortable, that's easy, that we enjoy, that take away from the big responsibility of big decisions and big actions. So it's really easy for us to sit back and say, well, let me do the little things and fiddle around and call it productivity. until nothing else gets done. It's crazy. But I've noticed something over the years. And almost everybody I know does the same thing. You do it, you can't say you don't. Very few people are just completely focused 100% of the time. Hard to do. In fact, I think it's almost impossible to do. I think sometimes I will, I used to say a long time ago, I'm a former audio guy. And one of the things that relaxes me is to untangle cords. Of all things, you ever have audio cords? I'll just sit down and untangle cords. I don't need to be doing that. I should just buy new cords. What am I doing? Well, it doesn't really have to do with procrastination as much as getting a quick win and a short-term payoff. It's the reward for those more significant projects that we want, that we talk about, is kind of harder to get. So it's very distractingly intoxicating to stay on these little itty-bitty things. This is a constant topic for me. And I see it all the time when I'm working with folks every single week, when I'm on Zoom calls and phone calls and in person, the whole thing. I see this all the time. People doing itty-bitty small things, very, very, very satisfying in the short haul. In the long run, it's not. Makes you feel good all day, but it keeps you awake at night, doesn't it? So the solution is to think a little bit bigger. I said bigger. How big can you think? How big do you want to think? So as I work through my day, what I do is this. I focus on the biggest, broadest, most important mission of my life. Is it my family? Is it health? Do you want to make more money? What is it? It's the time to give back more. Focus on the big, big picture, the great picture. Paint it in your mind. Your mission becomes your focus. And when you do that, you'll do whatever it takes to move closer to that vision. That's why I always like to do this, and you should do this as well. In fact, you want to write this down? You can put it on a post-it note if you want to. You don't have to. You can stay in your small little world thinking small little stuff. You can. But you got to get bigger. If you're caught up in your day doing small stuff all day long, you think, Scott, I'm not doing small stuff at all. Look at my business. It's big. Look at my life. It's big. Things are rocking. Things are rolling. Things are very cool. Rock and rolling. Very cool. I think I'm showing my boomeritis there, aren't I? It's okay. Proud to be a boomer. If you're working through your day and everything is just awesome, sometimes you have to think bigger than where it is to get more clear. So I work on big things I love, not small things that drive me crazy. So here's the advice for, well, just a few people that want to hear it today. It may not be you, and that's okay. You might hear it tomorrow. You've heard it before. Work on those big things, even if they're scary and maybe seem impossible right now. Go ahead and work on the big things that you love to do. Not the small things that you're kind of just passing time with and that drive you crazy anyway. The small stuff is going to get done. It is. If not, it probably doesn't matter. The big stuff does matter. Imagine the impact that you're going to have on your life and the world by focusing on the big stuff, not the small stuff. And I am so guilty, just like you and you and you and you and you and you. You're not being honest if you're saying you don't sometimes get caught up in the small. You're just not. Even if it happens just a couple of minutes a day, a couple of times a day, a few times a week, a couple of dozen times a month, several hundred times a year, millions of times in your lifetime, even if that's just the case, you gotta see it's holding you back just a little bit. Hey, now that my internet connection is solid, it's working well. Got some time for some 60-minute coaching calls. If you'd like to do that, go to the website, motivationtomove.com. And also, Joy will be joining me on the podcast here. Let's give it about 7 to 10 days. We're setting it all up. She'll have a brand new show with us as we begin to expand into the summertime on our trip, exploring the East Coast of this great country. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday here on the Daily Boost.